Good afternoon, everybody. We are here to talk about, my name is Alessio, by the way, and we are here to talk about a little project called SketchKit and its associated tool, SketchCTL, that I wrote this year, basically, after some inspiration after the last FOSDEM, basically. And particularly, it's a tool that allows you to swap the system scheduler with a custom scheduler that you write and package using OCI images. And as we know, as we maybe know, I don't know, the extensible scheduler class that was introduced in the last versions of the kernel, of the Linux kernel, is basically powered by eBPF, so it's very cool to study, at least for me. And we start with this. The kernel is basically, as it has an infrastructure of schedulers that, by the way, I would appreciate that during the QA, you just remove the chairs and form the mosh pit, given the nature of the location, because it's super cool. Basically, the Linux kernel infrastructure pipeline for the schedulers exposes a core scheduler that is basically the bottom line of the scheduling policies. Then we have the EVDF scheduler that is the default scheduler that most of the tasks just get redirected to. Then we have the real-time scheduling core that is basically responsible for scheduling all the tasks that are marked as requiring real-time interactions, for example, for music or stuff like that. And then we have a newborn baby that is SkedXt, that basically is a scheduling infrastructure that sits on top of these, and it allows the end user to replace whatever of the callbacks, basically, of the life cycle of a task that gets scheduled on the system with a custom policy, basically. And the fascinating thing is that it's an eBPF program, and it just implements a series of callbacks. And basically, through these callbacks, we just alter the behavior of the default scheduler. So the really interesting side effect that we get is that basically the core, we can alter only some of the behavior, and the core behavior of the scheduler remains the same, and we can alter just some of those implementing just those callbacks in eBPF. And as I said, basically we have a series of callbacks that we can implement, and those are basically, a SkedX scheduler is basically a huge eBPF program written in potentially C, but we can also write it, for example, in Rust or in Go using BPF to Go. And so when I first heard of this, I had a very stupid idea. Like, if this is a BPF program and I can't just bundle it as a single binary, I can also bundle it in a single OCI image, shipping that binary regardless of the packaging system of the distribution. And basically what I thought about was, what if in the future some companies just put together a huge hub of schedulers for which the user just has to click, and in some second it just has benefits of the new scheduling policy, for example, for a specific game like Baldur's Gate or whatever, Open Arena or a server workload or whatever. Actually, the very basic use case that I imagined was, what if this kind of stuff gets injected and shipped directly through Steam? So, for example, you just start a game, and you just start, along with the game, a dedicated scheduler dedicated for your game. And of course, this would be very much impossible with, for example, just shipping an RPM to your favorite distribution. And I'm sorry, but I have very bad experience with breathing, so I need to catch my air. So, an OCI package scheduler that I came up with the concept basically of this, it's just an eBPF program that gets compiled, gets bubble wrapped into OCI, and as I said, it's perfect for cross-distro shipping, and we get basically not to ship an RPM to our distro, but basically just to interact with our favorite, for example, container runtime like Podman or Containerd or whatever, or wrap that into SCADCTL as we see. And we just get a new scheduler without any setup needed, besides maybe configuration that the scheduler needs, but that's a minutia. And so I wrote SCADCTL that basically is a Go program that basically interacts with either Podman or Containerd and downloads, does basically the same thing that Docker does, but in a very opinionated way. So it just pulls an OCI package scheduler and runs it as a privileged process for now, because I just didn't understand how to assign a very limited set of capabilities to those processes. So for now, I'm just resorting to privileged processes, but actually I'm working towards like limiting the privilege that SCADCTL exposes to the process. And the process just can be operated as a standard containerized process. So basically you can inspect it with Podman, or you can do whatever you want. You can even kill it with the regular CLI commands. We actually, like with Fabrizio Sestito, that I want to mention honorably, he put together actually, because he wanted to do that, a Kubernetes operator that basically, using the concept of node affinity, just downloads an OCI package scheduler and runs it as a privileged process on those nodes for which we want the dedicated scheduler to be operated. And the core concept actually of this is the plumbing pipeline. I called it that way. That is just a very large repo. For now, it's like very large in the terms of, I don't know, 10 subdirectories. But in the future, it will be for sure very large. It's a large repo made of Docker files, basically. And these Docker files basically are taken each night, and with every one of those, basically, inside every one of those, we have declared a process of compilation of the scheduler, actually. And what we get is that on a timely fashion, basically, we just compile every night all the schedulers. We are getting to 100% coverage of that, basically. But right now, we like compile, I don't know, 4 or 5 schedulers. Every night we compile those schedulers and push those directly to as OCI images to GitHub registry as packages. So basically users can just download them from the registry. And it's not much, but yeah. One potential improvement is, for example, we could build schedulers in OBS, and it would be very great, but at the same time, like, all the schedulers need dependencies, and those dependencies would need to be downloaded to be available offline, for example. And this is actually possible for, like, with Mesum, for example, because the huge SCADEX repo that with all the schedulers inside has Mesum built-in support, and you can do that with Mesum, but at the same time, like, it's very difficult to actually get that into a healthy pipeline for OBS. So this is an improvement point. And yeah, the current status is basically a little bit more than an experiment, so don't like expect production grade software, like a product more than an experiment that I did basically overnight. But apart, yeah, there are a lot of rough edges. For example, how do you update schedulers? Right now, you update a scheduler just running, for example, podman pull of the updated image. And removing a new scheduler is still a weak point. And actually, one thing that I was thinking about is, how do we run arbitrary unlisted schedulers? Maybe we can like allow the users to specify an image and not pass by our hub, our sched hub. And I prepared a little demo that it's very much mockable, I think, but yeah. Where is my cursor? Okay. Can you see that? Usual question. Yeah, I'm able to code, but I'm not able to write, so it's very difficult for me. We have three schedulers packaged at the moment, and if we list them, we can see them, and we can choose to start, basically. SCX Rusty, for example. It's run, actually. Okay. So now, if we go to the state of the SCADEX scheduling pipeline, basically, we can see that it's enabled. And if we run cat of the available schedulers, because we can actually have more than one scheduler enabled at a time, and it has a lot of implication that I will not tell you about here. But basically, we can see that Rusty is the scheduler that was enabled, and Rusty is a very it's a very new scheduler that is, I think, written by Andrea Righi. I don't know, at the SCADEX working group, basically, and it's written in Rust, pure Rust, so it's super cool. And this kind of approach is very straightforward, because basically it allows to prototype, for example, a new scheduler in Rust and see in the weak points and the benefits. And then you can, once you have validated the idea, for example, you can just port it to C and maybe looking for a submission in the mainline or something like that, or just port it to actual BPF code, like C BPF code. And once we are tired, basically the demo is that my computer is working as usual and it didn't explode or something just by... It's very little. Once we are tired, actually, we can stop it. Okay. And once that we stopped it, we see that the state is disabled of SCADEX. And basically the command that I ran before to see what scheduler was I running is failing, because no additional scheduler is running, just the EVDF default one. And this was the demo, ladies and gentlemen, basically. Okay. So coming back to the presentation, I'm actually leaving benchmarks to more knowledgeable people. For example, you can find plenty of talks by Andrea Righi online, and he is very much more knowledgeable at benchmarking this kind of stuff than I am. I'm just a guy that knows how to write Docker files, basically, in the context of this. And so what now? Basically, you can, if you run OpenSUSE, you can run Zipper installs kettctl and keep receiving updates about that. And you need to run that as root because in order to run these kind of programs, you need extended capabilities to your user. For example, running BPF programs or SCADEX programs. And basically, those capabilities are very much the root user in traditional setups. And it ain't much, but it's honest work. And I hope you liked it, basically. And who the hell am I? I'm Alessio Biancalana, and I've been working for quite a while as principal software engineer at SUSE. But I also make a lot of things at OpenSUSE as basically experiments. And you can write me an email. You can write me some tweets on Mastodon or ActivityPub, any ActivityPub powered software. I also have Matrix, but I just forgot to add that to the slide. Thanks, everybody. Now it's the time for the mosh pit. If here.
Yeah, thank you very much. I don't have the hair for the mosh pit, that's the problem. Otherwise, I would do it, of course. My question would be about security. I mean, you are suggesting that I would download a scheduler for my kernel from random websites and use it. So I'm not that deep into eBPF, to be honest, but that sounds a little bit strange.
Okay, this is a good question. And actually, being this like OCI packages, basically, you can download them from a registry. And at this point, if you don't trust like the SCADAB, of course, this puts a lot of pressure, now that I think about that, about on the people that maintain a hub like that, because of course they have to maintain a hub that is secure. At the same time, I was looking forward to also generate, for example, bombs for the OCI images, and this way you could like inspect those or run some tooling to inspect those and see if those are like malicious programs or something like that. It's the best answer that I have, basically. But it's a very good question, actually.